This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Minutes ago on the floor of the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell declares
the Senate will vote on Judge Kavanaugh on this floor this week.
The Republican leader accusing Democrats of continuing to use a strategy of, in his words, delay, delay, delay when it comes to confirming Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, who's undergoing a follow-up background investigation by the FBI following allegations of sexual misconduct against him that he denies. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says of McConnell,
coming from a leader who delayed the nomination of a Supreme Court justice for over 300 days until his party had a chance to win the White House.
Police in North Carolina have confirmed the body found last week in a pond is that of 6-year-old Maddox Rich, the autistic boy who ran away from his dad and went missing on September 22nd. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
President Trump still hailing a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico, calling it historic. He says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement's going to add jobs while opening markets to U.S. farmers and manufacturers. And he says it was his tariffs that helped secure the new trade deal, calling critics of tariffs babies. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says this trade deal is going to serve as a model for future agreements with other nations.
These are multiple areas where we've made a lot of progress on intellectual property, digital trade, all different types of areas that will set a model for what we use with others.
He was speaking on Fox News. The Pentagon says a Navy ship had what it's calling an unsafe interaction with a Chinese warship in the South China Sea last weekend. They say the USS Decatur had a maneuver to prevent a collision. September auto sales in America are out. Fiat Chrysler gained. Ford numbers were down. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The nation's new wireless emergency alert systems to be tested at 2:18 p.m. tomorrow afternoon Eastern Time. People will get a loud tone and vibration on their smartphones across the USA. The system's been set up to send out so-called presidential alerts in national emergencies. A lawsuit has been filed in a federal court in New York City claiming the new alert system represents an unconstitutional seizure of electronic devices, litigants arguing the system would allow President Trump and future presidents to disseminate propaganda. That litigation is expected to continue well beyond tomorrow's tests of the system. The death toll after last week's earthquake and tsunami in Indonesia is on the rise. The government there confirming at least 1,235 people killed, and they're expecting that number to rise further. People in the tourist city of Palu are becoming desperate as there's little food, fuel, or drinking water left, and the damaged roads are making it hard to bring in more. And back here in the United States, the remnants of Tropical Storm Rosa are soaking parts of the Southwest today. What's left of the storm expected to bring flooding to parts of central and southern Arizona, parts of southern California, Nevada, and Utah as well. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there for you. You can tweet us at BMartinezLive.com. Ed Stetzer joins us now. Ed is the executive director of the Billy Graham Center, discusses his new book, Christians in the Age of Outrage. Just something to think about, you know, for just a moment here before we bring Ed on. If you're tired of reading another news story about Christians supposedly acting at their worst, well, get ready. You may have to put on your seatbelts and your crash helmets because here at the intersection of faith and politics, we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Ed Stetzer, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Great. Thanks for having me on the program, man.
Well, absolutely. Your book is so timely. You know, I think many of us who are praying for our country and understand God's admonition and his word, we're often told that the first place that God renders judgment is in his institutions that he has established. And I think some of that is taking place. What do you say?
Yeah, no, I think so. I think we're in a time of great tumult in our culture. I think people are unsure how to respond. I think that things are fraying at, well, not even just the edges anymore. I mean, at the center as well. So yeah, and I think ultimately the church, you know, is not sure. Christians are not how to respond. Some of this division and brokenness is in the church as well. So yeah, man, it's a tricky time. And I think a lot of people are trying to figure out how do they live for Christ? How do they show and share the love of Jesus? How do they represent Christ well in this age of outrage?
Well, we open up the Bible, and we've been, it seems, for the last couple of decades, gone straight to 2 Chronicles 7:13 and 14. And I will say this. I know you work with Franklin Graham, and he's been on with us several times. I always enjoy our time together, the man of prayer that he is. And this was our call again this morning earlier, Ed, is that people of faith have to come before the Father, because to your point that you just suggested, and as what we're seeing on national television, the unhinging of our country right now, I mean, it really has lost its mind. This is nothing that's going to be satisfied by some president or some Congress. I mean, at some point you get to the end of your rope, and in spite of all the knots, you kind of look to the highest authority, which is God himself. And it always starts, always, when I look back historically in our country at pivotal changes. And as Charles Finney says, you know, revival happens when it's most needed. And it starts with people of faith looking to God and leading the way, does it not?
Yeah, no question. I think, first of all, Jesus is not coming back on Air Force One.
No.
Actually, he's not coming back on a donkey or on an elephant. You know, so he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I think ultimately that's where we're going to first and foremost go. And I think that's part of the challenge, because for a lot of people, that's not what's happening. What a lot of people, they're being discipled by their cable news channel. They're being shaped by their social media feed. And I think, Bill, what you just said, this call to a different way of seeing and engaging the world is what Christians need. We don't need to just get in the row with everybody else yelling and shouting. We've got to find a different way, a better way, a God-honoring way. And that's what Christians in the Age of Outrage is all about. And that's why I think this time we've got to say, all right, what are we going to do? And you know, it's every Christian has to face the challenges of the time they're in. Our time's the Age of Outrage. What do we do now?
I say good news, Ed, that it is the Age of Outrage, and many of us are seeing it. So now, what is the call to action at this, our appointed time?
Yeah, so that's what we wrote. So, you know, kind of put together, worked on some research with our team, kind of looked at where we are, the state of the moment we're in. That's why the subtitle of Christians in the Age of Outrage is How to Bring Our Best When the World's at Its Worst. And I think that's the answer. So the answer is that we'd have a gospel-shaped, a biblically-driven worldview, that having a biblically-driven worldview, we would, for example, get our social media under the lordship of Christ. Bill, I have, sometimes I click on, you know, something says something to me on social media, and sometimes it's horrible, and I click on it, and I click through, and wow, it's this person who on their bio says Christian, follower of Jesus. And I'm thinking, boy, we got to get our social media under the lordship of Jesus Christ. You know, social media is a 10-year-old idea. You know, I mean, I was on CompuServe in the 90s, but that wasn't social media. And when was the last time you heard a sermon or a Bible study on that? We've got to get that under the lordship of Christ. We've got to find ways to live on mission. You know, Jesus says in John 20:21, he says, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. So what does that mean? Well, we got to say, yes, here I am, Lord, send me. And that means we got to live as those who've been sent to our neighbors, our coworkers, our friends, our family members. So part of it is the culture has shifted. It's moved away from Judeo-Christian values. The question is, what will we do in response? And I think we can be faithful in this time. I think we're called to be faithful in this time.
And we got to take it seriously, Ed. I mean, this lukewarm Christianity doesn't play for the day, because listen to the other side, how loud they've become. I've written a column on this, that people think that because of volume, they win. They're actually just creating more noise in the environment. And this is a time, really, we need to take a look and observe what's happening in the culture, breathe, and as you suggest, and my prayer daily has been that I would line up, that I would be in alignment with the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We need to make sure we're in the right line and that we're properly aligned. I mean, when you read what Jesus said, he says, I don't do anything that I don't see the Father doing. Man, that, I got to tell you, Ed, that convicts me. That to the core, because I sit there and go, God, I want to see what you're doing, that I'm sure that I'm in the right line, and that my thoughts, my actions, my very words that have meaning, which is what you're saying earlier. We've been so casual about the language that, you know, we just throw things out there. And, of course, we've got lousy examples right now politically where the hyperbole and the lies are spewing out, anonymous reports, all this stuff. And that's not what Christianity is all about, is it?
No, not at all. And I think what you said at the beginning is so key. You know, people are getting louder and louder and thinking that the volume wins. You know, we can turn it up to 11, but at the end of the day, it's not true. If it's real, it's real. And so what I would see, you know, I see how many times the Bible talks about a harsh answer, a harsh word. And so sometimes Christians need to heed that and look at Proverbs 15:11, a soft answer turns away wrath. That may be something they need to engage with their neighbor or their coworker or their friends or their family. But there are also things for which we'll need to stand up. And we talk about that. What's the difference between righteous anger, we see that in the scripture, and kind of just cultural outrage, which has really sort of taken over our conversation. I think there's an important difference between the two. And I think ultimately the key is for all of us is we've got to kind of walk this journey under the lordship of Christ in community with others and more.
Well, and the other thing, speaking of the words, as you mentioned, I always draw to an aptly spoken word. That aptly spoken word comes from the throne room of God. You know it's not of you. You know, sometimes you speak it and you go, that's got to be the Holy Spirit, because I'm not that smart. And, you know, and not only that, it penetrates walls. It knocks down walls very powerfully, very directly. And the walls are not just to injure people, it's to save people. That's where our heart needs to be, Ed, and that's the thing in realizing that this outrage that we need to have. I say, great, you know, we're getting some passion. We're not, our conscience is not so seared that we just walk over the bodies anymore, right?
That's so good. That's so good. And I think ultimately that's the way of Jesus. And Christians in the age of outrage is calling people to the ancient paths, not the common paths, and yes, walk in the way of Jesus.
Well, Ed Stetzer holds the Billy Graham Distinguished Chair for Church Mission and Evangelism at Wheaton College. And we've got more from Ed on the other side of the break as we continue to talk about his groundbreaking book right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
Now I'm just a beggar in the presence of a king. I wish I could bring so much more. But if it's true, you use broken things, then here I
Oh,
question. Lord, are we really all yours, or are we just saying that because, we can sing along with the song, but are the words touching our hearts? Do we really want to make a difference? You know, today there are too many examples of those who claim to follow Christ being caustic, divisive, and irrational, contributing to dismissals of the Christian faith as hypocritical, self-interested, and politically co-opted. What has happened in our society? It seems one short, outrageous video or pithy post can trigger an avalanche of comments on social media, not to mention the confirmation of a Supreme Court justice. Ed Stetzer is with us, author of the book Christians in the Age of Outrage, How to Bring Our Best When the World is at Its Worst. Ed, you and I were talking off air just a moment because of your association with Billy Graham and the impact that he's made on so many millions of people, and the things that we find that are godly carry on. They pass on from generation to generation, and this is Billy Graham's legacy. And you say that even in his time, he had to deal with a spirit of outrage, a society of outrage.
That's right. You got to remember, think of, we're in the 2018, but think of the 60s, think of the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
This is Billy Graham's era. And so I actually have, I start with two chapters start with a Billy Graham illustration, because this is the year, of course, when he died, went on to be with the Lord. Mm-hmm. But what was fascinating was he would navigate this. He was known as this winsome voice who would speak into the moment, who would be continue to stay focused, on the, the most admired list that comes out every year. It's got whoever's on it year by year. Billy Graham was on it more than any other person ever, period, in history, and probably ever again. He was on it over and over ago. So he was this admired, and somebody, when I was at the funeral, beautiful funeral that we had, it was, some people called it Billy Graham's Last Crusade, because we watched all of it.
Yes. Right.
And a New York Times reporter came up to me, and she asked me, hey, who do you think the next Billy Graham is? And I had a strange answer, because the day I learned Billy Graham died, I was actually flying somewhere, and so I was in an Uber with my wife, and the Uber driver started talking to us and started leading the conversation to spiritual things. And I smiled, looked at Donna. She smiled, looked at me. Mm-hmm. Her name was Jane. And so finally, Jane kind of leads us to this question. Hey, have you really come to the place in your life when you know Christ? She didn't quite get there, but that's where she was headed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told her, Jane, I'm a professor. I hold the Billy Graham chair at Wheaton College. And she laughed. And flash forward to the funeral. There was a reporter asked me, who's the next Billy Graham? Well, I said, there's really not one. No one would claim that mantle, but I said, Jane the Uber driver was.
Yes, exactly.
Because she was a person who was trying to make a difference, who was speaking into this, and there's a million people around the world, millions and millions around the world. Think of listeners to your show who are saying, I'm going to show and share the love of Jesus in a broken and hurting world. I'm not going to join in the outrage. I'm going to show a better way.
This confirms what I believe God has been telling me, Ed, is that you could say lots of Billy Grahams. We're looking forward, as I mentioned earlier. Charles Finney says a revival happens when it's most needed. And, and I was praying for a voice that would be raised up. And I felt like the Holy Spirit was telling me, how about lots of voices? To your point, like you're saying right now, people whose lives have changed, that like the blind man who can now see, whose lives have been so dramatically changed with the truth of God, it is so impactful. It's undeniable. You cannot take it away or steal it from anybody. It is theirs forever and ever. Amen. And this is what I sense. I sense people are going to raise up and tell their stories in a way that is just honest, it is pure, and without argument.
I think so. And I think ultimately that's what we try to do. We kind of walk people through that in Christians in the Age of Outrage. It's not just, it starts with, in the first chapter I talk about a young man is raised in a same-sex marriage household to two moms. He comes to Christ. His life changes, how he relates and how he builds bridges. And then the next story is about a newspaper that actually attacks a Christian business owner for donating to anti this organization, anti that, when he's just given to Young Life and the Navigators. And the next story is about a preacher who says that, Starbucks hates Jesus and that's not a true thing. And and so it's all this stuff at the beginning, but we get somewhere. And that's the subtitle, How to Bring Our Best When the World is at Its Worst. I don't just want to point out the problem. I want to help be a part of fixing the solution. I think that's what Jesus would have us to do.
And I'll tell you, Ed, one of the questions I get all the time from Christians is, how do I discern, you know, good Christian media out there in this era of fake news, anonymous tipping, and all this other, abundance, basically, of deception and lies that are out there?
Yeah, and I think that's a key issue, because one of the things that happened that really grieved me last year, well, it was 2 years ago, it was when, you know, all this news came out about the Russian troll farms and all this sort of stuff. And one of the stories actually pointed out that they targeted a lot of people like you and me, kind of conservative Christians,
right,
and found us to be an often participating mark. We fell for this a lot. And so I'm concerned that I started a series of Christianity Today called, you know, Be More Discerning. And
yes.
What I would say is, it's just because it's on a website, I would, and particularly if it's just one, I would look around. I mean, here's the deal. If you got, I mean, we've got enough now distinction between a CNN, and MSNBC, and a Fox News, right? So if it's not on one of the three of them, I mean, even, you know, maybe it's more to the right, but it's not on Fox News, then you ought to be a little bit more cynical. I mean, could there be something more to it? And if it's on none of them, that ought to tell us that this hasn't gotten people's, this hadn't passed the sniff test for a lot of people, because again, that's a broad ideological, and you might hate one of them or the other one and whatever, but that's broad enough that really major stories, I mean, I see some heartbreaking things that Christians have spread as conspiracy theories and fake news and more, and I'm like, Jesus is not honored by that.
No, that's
so
right, exactly.
Be discerning in that, and you know, for Christian news, go to World Magazine. Is it there? Christianity Today, is it there? If it's not in some of those places, and be cautious. It doesn't mean it might not be true. It might not be there yet. But you don't have to be the first one to say, look, no one else knew this. Because most of the time when no one else knew this and you think you're the first one telling all your friends, mostly it's not true.
Well, I got to tell you, one of the sentences that struck pretty emphatically for me, and there were so many that came out of the Kavanaugh hearing, came from somebody that I thought, of all people, he should be the one saying this, because in a sense he invalidated his own senatorial position when he said, you know, he used the Latin phrase, falso in uno, falsus in omnibus, which is false in one thing, false in everything. And that's the thing we need to, in our discernment, is look to those publications, those institutions that honor truth and have integrity. And if somebody violates that, you know, I look at it, Ed, I think about the old day prophets. I mean, look at, you were validated by the efficacy of what the prophecy, what it was that you said. If it did come true, you were validated. If it didn't, you're out of the club. And in some cases, you were really out of the club. You were taken out. And so that's how serious it was, especially if you claim to be in the office of the prophet. That is a God-honored position. And people need to understand. yeah, exactly. Not in a good way, okay?
Not in an
80s sort of way.
Not in a good way. Any good way, Bill.
Yeah,
don't say this. The kids are listening.
Well, you know, it just depends if the stones are smooth or not. You know, I guess. I don't know.
That's true.
But anyway, Ed, you get my point on this, and that's my suggestion to people, is you have to look at the veracity and the integrity of what they're sharing, and is it, in fact, is it valuable? Or if it proves to be, outrageous and a lie, then, you know, I turn away. I can't listen to the voices of a Senator Blumenthal or a Susan Rice. I'm sorry, but if you lie to me, I can't hear you.
Yeah, I think for all of us, we need to look for integrity and then be people of integrity. Both of those things matter.
Amen.
You started at the beginning. We got to fix our own house, too. So let's, as Christians, seek to be Christians in the age of outrage. You live well.
Exactly. How to bring our best when the world is at its worst. Let me tell you, the world is crying out for our best right now, by the way. Ed Stetzer on Bill Martinez Live. Ed, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Minutes ago on the floor of the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell declares,
"The Senate will vote on Judge Kavanaugh on this floor this week."
The Republican leader accusing Democrats of continuing to use a strategy of, in his words, delay, delay, delay when it comes to confirming Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, who's undergoing a follow-up background investigation by the FBI following allegations of sexual misconduct against him that he denied. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says of McConnell,
"Coming from a leader who delayed the nomination of a Supreme Court justice for over 300 days until his party had a chance to win the White House."
Police in North Carolina have confirmed the body found last week in a pond is that of 6-year-old Maddox Rich, the autistic boy who ran away from his dad and went missing on September 22nd. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez live.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, Time Magazine once called our next guest the best softball player of all time. Today, we have a special interview with Jenny Finch, a former Olympic gold medalist, softball superstar, model, and now a super mom. Jenny's working with Mizuno to kick off the Project Zero campaign to find a cure for breast cancer. This is a very timely issue since October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Jenny Finch, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I got to tell you, I really appreciate your ability. I was when I grew up, Little League was just coming into play, but my dad played softball, so I was around softball at a very young age and saw the king in his court and enjoyed softball at you know, some of the highest levels. And for someone to say that you are the best of all time, that is quite a compliment, Jenny.
Well, thank you. I feel completely honored. And I, too, watched Eddie Fainer do his thing.
Uh-huh.
And how fun that was. What a special memory. Man.
Yeah, the king in his court. Unbelievable. Pitching between his legs from second base and on and on.
He, back. Yes.
Yeah. Well, as I said, you had an amazing softball and modeling career. So what are you up to now?
Well, I am a mother of three, and I do coaching clinics and camps and speaking engagements across the country. And I've been partnered with Mizuno since right after college. So it's been quite a few years, and that's why I'm helping Mizuno launch the Project Zero campaign during Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Well, tell us about Project Zero.
Yes, the fact that 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in her lifetime, that's a shocking statistic, and everybody is affected by it one way or the other. And with Project Zero, we want to get that number from 1 in 8 to 0 in 8. And we're working with Fleet Feet Sports and Mizuno, and we're going to raise funds to help find a cure through Project Zero.
So for you personally, why is Breast Cancer Awareness Month such an important campaign, Jenny?
Well, I think just like I said earlier, everybody is impacted one way or the other, or less affected by it. And I was 9 years old, and it was, I guess, probably the first death that I had to face and the first time I ever heard breast cancer and even cancer in general to that extent. And what a heartbreak that was. She was like an aunt to me. She babysat me growing up. And to lose her so early in life, she was a mother of two. I feel completely honored to be able to be a part and do my part and use my platform to give back. And the Breast Cancer Research Foundation has done so much as far as finding a cure. And we have 275 scientists across 15 countries and 6 continents trying to make it from 1 in 8 to 0 in 8, and that's the goal.
Well, that's an awesome goal. Jenny Finch was born on September the 3rd, so she just celebrated a birthday in La Mirada, California. You probably didn't need me to remind you of celebrating another birthday, but I noted that. So, hey, birthdays are special, especially when you have family. And you had a close-knit family as you were growing up. You're the youngest of three kids, right?
Yes, I have 2 older brothers, and I think that's where my athleticism came in, because I didn't have a choice not to be athletic, to compete and hang with them. But I'm thankful that they were as tough as they were on me growing up, because I think it helped me and I think lit a fire within me to try to compete and hang with them.
Well, and of course, mom and dad, like I said, you were a tight-knit family, and, you played together and had a lot of fun together and challenged each other, just like normal families, right?
Yes, I'm so thankful. I don't think I realized it until later on, just how much through sports brought our family together. And I think about all of those tournaments, and even my dad was my pitching coach. So all the time he spent on a bucket catching me, and I wasn't always in the greatest of moods. It's not easy having your dad be your pitching coach, but
right.
I look back, especially now being a parent, and I realize how much time and money and sacrifice that they gave and did for me to accomplish my dreams and goals. And sometimes it was, the tough love pushing me to be, the best that I could be. And my dad would always say, be the best you.
Right.
And now I'm a parent, I'm telling my kids that. But there's so many great life lessons and memories that I have through sport. And now being able to experience that with our own kids and hoping that they learn those same things. It's a thrill to be in my position and now see them enjoying the same game that we did.
Well, Jenny, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I grew up in an athletic family as well. We had 9 kids, and I think my dad's goal was maybe to end up with a football team. We got close, but we could definitely have some good pickup games together in the family.
I bet.
Yeah, and but the idea is that, and I agree, is to what you're saying, is that we learn so much about life from sports, don't we?
Absolutely. Teamwork, discipline, leadership, failure, so many things. Just confidence. And if you look at the statistics, too, as far as self-esteem, body image, grades in school, the percentages are significantly higher for those that are involved in sport. And I think there's something to say about that. And especially being a mom of 3, I know it's like you don't have to play baseball or softball like my husband and I, but you have to find something that you're passionate about.
Exactly.
And go after it. I feel like boredom brings trouble. So we're keeping them busy and hopefully teaching them those life lessons, even though I think at a young age you don't realize everything that you're learning and taking in from it.
If you could drop one thing into the 3 kids that you have, one key nugget from your experience in sports, what would that be?
Oh, confidence. I feel like I doubted myself so much. And I thought, you know, if I ever made Team USA, I would be like a superhero. Mm. Well, here I was, and that same negative voice was in my head. I was like, wait a minute, like, I'm on Team USA. This isn't supposed to be. And I did learn, you know, through practice and through repetition, that voice got quieter. But at the same time, it was like, okay, this is going to be a battle for the rest of my life. And so it's just, you know, don't be scared. And, you know, our fear, I feel like I feared a lot growing up. And it's like, you know, we you know, you got to battle that fear. And we can only control what we can control. And the rest will take care of itself. So just, you know, own it, believe in yourself, and go for it. If you fail, so what? Get back up and do it again.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe you two could strike out Albert Pujols and Mike Piazza and Brian Childs in an all-star softball game, right?
Right, absolutely. Never in a million years. I dreamt of being a Dodger, and, you know, here I was, you know, thinking there's no chance. Well, I found myself on Dodger Stadium pitching to Paul LaDuca, Mike Piazza, with Tommy Lasorda watching. Vince Scully came down. So, like, okay, you can do anything, and dreams do come true.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Jenny, we got to wrap things up, so remind everybody where they can go for more information on Project Zero.
You can go to MizunoUSA.com/Project Zero and purchase your pair of running shoes at MizunoUSA.com or FleetFeetSports.com.
Well, Jenny Finch, a former Olympic gold medalist, softball superstar, model, and now a super mom. Jenny, thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a great day, huh?
Thanks for having me.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We are coming at you live. Best-selling author Michael Sokolov is sharing the astonishing inside story of the epic corruption scandal that has rocked the NCAA and exposed the rot and hypocrisy at the heart of a big-time college sports in his new book, The Last Temptation of Rick Pitino, a story of corruption, scandal, and the big business of college basketball. Michael, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, great to have you here to tell this story, break it down for our audience. I think our audience has been aware of NCAA scandals over the years, but this is most incredible. Break it down for us.
Well, what I wanted to do in this book, you know, the Daily Press has done a great job of covering the scandal since the FBI revealed a year ago that it had been investigating college basketball for over the course of the two previous years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there were lots of daily stories. I wanted to go at this. I'm a nonfiction writer, but I like to write in a way that's almost novelistic and capture these big characters and some very colorful peripheral characters and tell this story, you know, all the way through, so that readers could understand the stakes, could understand the characters, could follow the story, and you know, a story that for me is really compelling because you can see the breakdown in the system and the way it's supposed to work. And if you really look at it, you can see, you know, the incentives for people to break rules and the fact that that is what they will inevitably do in the way that the college sports is set up.
Well, when people get, you know, rewarded for doing certain things, it promotes more of the same behavior. So it's not that far-fetched, is it? I mean, it's just, you know, just by title of the book, The Last Temptation of Rick Pitino, we can, you know, understand the lure of it and the kind of big money that's tossed around there. So why not take a little bit for myself?
Well, part of the issue is that the college sports is a fantasy world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the first fantasy is that it is some form of an amateur endeavor, that the competitors are, quote, student athletes. But what you have is tens of billions of dollars flowing through big-time college sports, you know, mm-hmm. between the TV contracts and what the donors give and you know, all the money that throws off in various directions. And then you have these kids. And yes, they get scholarships, but they are performing.
Mm-hmm.
And they are being outfitted in Adidas gear or Under Armour or Nike. and they are turned into human billboards, basically, right, for that gear. Mm-hmm. So they are, you know, literally exploited. And when you exploit people, and then somebody says, hey, you know, here's $10,000, here's $20,000, whatever, they usually take it. They usually take it. And then you've got the other side of it, and you've got people like Patino and others who really have a very cynical outlook toward the whole thing. They they control everything until something goes wrong, and then they're blind to the wrongdoing.
Exactly. Well, and that's what happens when you buy into this, and you buy into the temptation to you just start creating a bigger weave, and probably to the point maybe Rick Pitino. I've not talked to him directly. You might know better if after all this came out, if he reconciled what he had done and how off the mark that he had gotten, because I knew of Rick Pitino. My offices used to be across the street from UK, and I was there that year when some cash money fell out of a FedEx box. So and that cost the job of one of the assistant coaches. We knew all this stuff. And of course, I grew up in Southern California, watched UCLA basketball and saw what was happening with the NCAA and all the money that you're talking about. This is all a prescription for this kind of corruption, is it not?
Well, it absolutely is. And in Pitino's case, he's not a defendant in this case, mm-hmm. but one of the central threads of the case was the recruitment of Brian Bowen Jr., known as Tugs. Mm-hmm. And the government alleges, and there's not much doubt, that this happened, that his family was promised $100,000 by Adidas, the sponsor of one of the sponsors of Louisville sports. Mm-hmm. And of that $100,000, $19,500 made its way to his family, which is 0.25% of what Pitino's annual $7.8 million contract was. So, you know, you have that inequality. Now Pitino says, I didn't know anything about it. The people under me, you know, they must have arranged that. You know, one or two of my assistant coaches seem to have done the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. So the fantasy world of college basketball is you can maybe get away with that. You know, mm-hmm. Pitino did at least once by saying, not my fault. Something catastrophic happened in my program, but not my fault. It was the people I hired. Mm-hmm. In the real world, you're responsible for what goes on when you are the CEO of a $45 million a year enterprise.
Exactly.
Which is what Louisville basketball was.
Well, ask Joe Paterno, right?
Yes, and Joe Paterno. I mean, a very different kind of situation.
But paid the price, and, you know, because ultimately he was responsible as the head coach, right?
Yes, and you know, we see this playing out in colleges and universities around the country. At Michigan, or Michigan State rather, with the gymnastics scandal, and the terrible, awful situation there. University of Maryland, where a player died during a workout, and it turned out that the culture of that program was, you know, just brutal and terrible medical care. So every college president at a major university with a sports program that has aspirations knows that, number one, these things are powder kegs, and number two, they don't control them. Mm-hmm. The athletic department is just, you know, a bomb waiting to go off, basically.
Exactly. Well, you say Rick Pitino is not a defendant in this case, but his career is done, is it not?
Well, he lost his job at the University of Louisville. Mm-hmm. He is 65 years old, maybe 66 now. Mm-hmm. He says he's done with coaching. I'm a little skeptical about that. He's got energy left. He's a genius of a coach. Someone will take a chance on him in a year or two, and I don't know that we've seen the last of him on a basketball sideline. Mm-hmm. It's too tempting. You know, some program with aspirations will say, come on, coach, all is forgiven, you know, give it a shot, get us in the Final Four.
All will be forgiven.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing to appreciate with Rick Pitino, I've been around him. Do not know him all that, but I've been around. I've been in his periphery. He is engaging, rather charming. He's a very intelligent guy, and if anybody could pull it off, you might think he's the guy.
Well, he's a sophisticated person. Mm-hmm. You know, unlike a lot of people in sports, you know, you can talk to him about politics. You can talk to him about wine and food. Mm-hmm. You can talk to him about finance.
Yeah, he had his own restaurant there in Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's a sophisticated guy. Now, interestingly, the athletic director who also lost his job at University of Louisville, I feel sorry for him. He did a great job, and he's not as sophisticated, and he saw everything through a sports lens, and he thought he did a great job. And he was fired, essentially, for giving Pitino too many chances. And his response is, I did everything that was asked of me. I built this program up. He really doesn't know why he was fired. Pitino knows why he was fired. He knows how a CEO is expected to operate, and he knows he came up far short of that.
Michael,
but in the book, I enjoyed painting the picture of these kind of characters. I mean, Pitino is like King Lear, and you know the basketball version of King Lear, and down in Florida in exile, just raging and defiant.
Right. So no repentance, just ticked off because he got caught, huh?
Oh, no repentance whatsoever. Just anger and bitterness.
And what about the kids? What about the kids that were affected in all this?
Well, that's the tragic part. I mean, I told the story of Brian Bowen, who was his last recruit, and he lost his college basketball career. He couldn't play last year, which would have been his freshman year. The NCAA said you can't play. They said you can't play this year either. So he set off for Sydney, Australia. He's playing professionally for the Sydney Kings, one of, a dozen or so overseas pro leagues. And he's now one of about 1,000 overseas players hoping for some shot at the NBA. And he may get that shot, but this damaged him. He lost a year of development, and frankly, he lost a year playing for Rick Pitino, who would have helped him. Easiest way, or the most likely way to become an NBA player is still to go through the NCAA basketball factory, and Bowen lost out on that chance.
That's just way bad there, and sorry to hear that. Michael, so what's the future here in big business of college basketball? What do you see happening next?
Well, I don't think the NCAA wants to change, and there was a panel chaired by Condoleezza Rice, the former Secretary of State, that recommended some changes around the margins, but they were very clear on wanting the NCAA amateur model to stay in place. My answer to that is it's not an amateur model. It's highly professionalized, highly commercialized. The only thing amateur about it is you don't pay the workforce. So the only changes come with figuring out a way to pay the workforce. And the NCAA, I think there's some people who clearly don't want to do that within the NCAA. And then in fairness, I think there are many who would like to see that happen and can't figure out exactly how to do it. And I understand that. It's complicated.
Well, Michael, get ready. No doubt there will be future temptations down the road. It sounds to me the way they're handling this. Michael Sokolov on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michael.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall.